We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. This is the Beard from Metal Shop. I'm hanging out with Jamie Carter and Dean Babbitt from Coven. How you guys doing, man?
Hey, real good.
Awesome. So let's just dive right into it. Take us back to 1986. How was Coven formed?
Well, Coven was formed, Paul Hash and myself, actually. We went to high school together. We loved metal. You know, we were into Sabbath and, you know, actually Exodus, Slayer. When that first came out, we knew that was kind of the style we wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
And we both worked at a pizza place. We actually recorded the first album with just our tip money in a studio down the street. So anyway.
Hey, you know, even before that, Dean used to jam with Colin, the drummer for Forced Entry, and Worrell Dane from Sanctuary. They actually had a band in like 10th grade or something. Isn't that right?
Very cool.
Well, what happened is Coven actually played a show. It was probably in 85. And Serpent's Night, which was the Worrell Dane's band at the time, they played the show. They had lost their guitar player right after that show, and they asked me to join that band. So I played with them for a short time. That's how I met Worrell, actually.
Cool.
Right on.
Let's fast forward a little bit. What caused the 20-year hiatus? What made you guys stop? It seems like your band was picking up steam. You had three albums out at the time.
Well, what happened, you know, everybody blames it on the grunge, you know. But I think we just kind of got burned out. The last album we did, Boneless Christian, I don't know how familiar you are with that one, but Paul, the other guitar player, sang on several songs because really Jay, our lead vocalist, had kind of lost interest.
Mm-hmm.
So
didn't you guys actually form a grunge band after that? Cat Stones or anything. I'm actually the new singer. I was not there back in the day, but Dean's an original member. That's why he knows all these old stories.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we had actually kind of jumped on the grunge wagon when that whole thing was happening, and just to try something new. Paul was the singer. The guitar player for Coven. He ended up being a decent vocalist, and he was the singer for that. You know, the band was called Puddle of What at the time, and we actually got quite a bit of airplay, you know, late 80s, early 90s.
Awesome. What was the catalyst for reforming?
Well, we actually, over the years, we had several offers to play shows. You know, somebody would call and say, hey, we got this, you know, we got a show happening, and we didn't have a band together, so it was like, what's going to give us the incentive? We were offered a show in California, so we decided to reform. We knew Jay wasn't interested, and then Jamie kind of fell into it. We met him, and he just knew the material, and it just kind of clicked. It was real easy to get back together and start doing it again.
And we got to give props to our buddy Frank Hetzel, because he was a big catalyst in this thing. He really pushed the guys to get back together and start jamming, and he was actually in one of the early formations of the band.
That's awesome.
A band called a Belt-Fed Weapon. Yeah.
What was that first practice back like? Did it take some time to kind of shake the rust off, or did it just click right away?
Well, we had been rehearsing, and we actually had tried out, you know, had a couple other vocalists come in, but as soon as Jamie walked in, man, we just ran through the set like he had always been there. You know, he did a great job.
That's awesome.
The greatest thing about it is that literally in my junior and senior year of high school, I grew up in Fairbanks, and me and all of 10 of the Stoner Thrasher guys at our high school up there, we had this album. Thank God there was a Fred Meyer up there, and they distributed Forced Entry and Coven. And I think we even had the Panic album. We had what's Russ's band, Dean? And we had all that stuff. And I drove around my junior and senior year in my piece of car listening to Blessed is the Black over and over. And then later on, when I moved here with my band, you know, in the early 90s, we went through several deals. And then finally in 2012, I was able to meet these guys and become the singer for a band that had been one of my favorites in high school. So it was a real great thing for me personally.
That's awesome. Northwest Metal Fest is coming up. That's going to be March 9th through the 11th. Which bands are you guys excited to see?
Man, Q5, definitely, man. Q5, I was into them when their first album came out. And Evan Sheely, the bass player, he actually worked at a local music store when I was a little kid, and I could just barely play guitar. He was just a cool dude. I'd bring my guitar, and then he'd tune it for me or change my strings. And, you know,
how little?
I was probably 12 or 13, I think, man. I was pretty young.
That's awesome.
It was just a cool guy.
And, of course, I always loved the Accused, man. Alex, like, my old thrash band from the 90s used to rent a room from Alex, the bass player for the Accused and the guitarist for Accused AD. And Skeletor, they're just great dudes that we played with before. And Substratum, you know, Amy's band.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited for all of this stuff. People should really come out. It's if you add up how many bands you get for the price, it's a great deal.
Any last words for the Pacific Northwest metal listeners?
Man, just thanks for supporting the scene, man. It's an honor to be asked to do the Metal Fest. Just really exciting.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate the time. We'll see you at Northwest Metal Fest coming to Elk, Arizona, March 9th through the 11th.